This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
PlayStation Pop Experience, when you wish upon a star, all your dreams could come true. Welcome to PTBN Trivia Night. This is our third episode. I am one of your co-hosts, Andy Atherton. Tonight, we're talking all about Disney. That's right. We're going to talk about questions about the parks, about the movies, about TV, all kinds of stuff. There are no limits here. We have three guys, three brand new competitors, who are looking to earn their spot into our semifinal matches. James Gruenberg and Ryan Everett have already earned their way. Who will join them? Let's find out. But first, let me bring in my co-host, the one, the only, Jordan Duncan. Hey, Jordan, how are you?
I feel like the first minute of the show, I have deja vu already, as if you've already said some of those things once before. I don't know.
I know. I'm having this weird feeling over and over. It's like we're in some kind of, like, time thing.
I'm good. How about you, Andy?
I'm good. Yeah, it's a little bit of a snow. A lot of snow here in the Northeast. But we're getting through.
It's coming to Wisconsin as well, which means it's headed my way probably a day or two later. Steve Willey is my weather man. So I'm bracing for impact.
All right. Also here in the Northeast, digging out as well, is our third man in the booth, the guy responsible for keeping everybody honest, Mike Cook. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing good. You know, put me in summer and I'll be a happy snowman, because I definitely don't want to be dealing with this crap anymore.
No. We don't want to. But it's going to be all, you know, bright skies and happiness for these fine gentlemen. Let's get them in here to find out who is going to be competing tonight on our episode of Trivia Night. First off, let me bring him in. He is the host of, I don't know if it's on an indefinite hiatus, PTBN's E-Ticket Attraction, our friend, your friend, everybody's friend, Jason Sherman. Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I don't know where I got this reputation for being so bad at trivia, but I'm going to have to redeem myself tonight.
You could do it.
I mean, you are supposedly, apparently, from what you've told us, a Disney expert. Let's hope that that holds true.
Well, the parks for sure, and the movies and TV. I'm a little iffy on, we'll see.
All right, well, we wish you the best of luck. Also joining us from Great State of Mississippi, the Mud Pie, he is the co-host of From Squared Circle to Silver Screen over on the North-South Connection, Chicken Salad, and Highway to the Impact Zone on the PlayStation Wrestling Network, the one, the only, Logan Croslin. Hey, Logan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. And what is this snow thing that y'all keep talking about? I've never heard of it.
It's when rain gets really, really cold.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about now. I don't see it very often, but I just wanted to ask that question before we got going.
All right, very well. Wish you the best of luck as well. And thanks. Our third contestant tonight. He is the host of a brand new pod dropping on the Wrestling Network. I'm not even going to try to butcher the name. I'll let him say it when he comes on. Our friend, Neil Trauma. Hey, Neil, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I mean, you know, as we've learned tonight, while I may be somewhat expert on Disney theme parks, I'm not an expert on using Skype. And the name of the podcast is Chronology. You see, we got cute. It's like Chronology, only it's got the name Raw in there. And that's debuting, I believe I was told, this Sunday on the PTB Wrestling feed. So you can look forward to that. It's a week-by-week review of every episode of Monday Night Raw ever made, which means we have created, my partner Dave and I, a podcast concept that will literally never die. We will probably die before the podcast. We'll have to leave it in our will to our children.
Wow. That's quite a feat.
Whichever kid you like the least gets that.
Exactly. That's how it's going to work.
All right. So you guys have all Well, Logan, I don't think you were on Body Fresh Your Luck, but Jason and Neil, you both were. Pretty much works the same way. We have four rounds. The first three rounds have a theme to them. The final round is our lightning round. The questions range from easy to medium to hard and very hard. Questions are worth 1 point, 3 points, 5 points, 7 points. So questions, you know, make sure you hear every question. But remember, the later questions are more valuable. Pretty much what got James Gruenberg the win was he, you know, Scott and Jenny answered almost the same amount of questions, but Gruny got a lot of the hard ones.
Yep.
All right. So I leave it over to my co-host to guys know what the first game is.
Yes. Our first game is called The Voice Behind the Character, which is somewhat self-explanatory or revelatory. I'm going to give you the name of a famous Disney character. You simply have to tell me who voiced that character. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Again, like Andy said, we'll give you some easy ones for a free point, medium ones for 3 points. The hard ones are five. And the very hard, each of you will get one very hard one. We'll get you 7 points. You have, I believe, 90 seconds. We have to take the first answer you give. So take a second to think, then give your answer. If nothing's coming, feel free to use the pass. Remember, time is not your friend in these games. Pass, and we can come back to it if you're drawing a blank. That would be my advice to you guys. Any questions on this round? Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Our first one up is Mr. Trivia, The Redemption Story. Jason Sherman, this is your time to shine. Jason, I just need to tell you, I believe in you. I believe in you. I think you're going to do well. And I think that you could take this one. That's just my bold prediction.
All right. Let's see.
Okay. All right. Mr. Cook, do we have the time on the clock?
We are ready to go for 90 seconds.
Okay. It'll start when I read the first character. Now, I will say the name of the character and also the movie they're from. There are a few instances where they've made the live-action versions of these movies. Of course, we're looking for the animated version, the voice provided. Okay, first one, Jason, for you is Olaf from Frozen.
Josh Gad.
Dory from Finding Nemo.
Ellen DeGeneres.
The Genie from Aladdin.
Robin Williams.
Young Simba from The Lion King.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Phil from Hercules.
Half.
Rapunzel from Tangled.
Many more.
Shang from Mulan.
Edie Wong.
Cogsworth from Beauty and the Beast.
Half.
Nani from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know. Half.
Eudora from Princess and the Frog.
Pass.
All right, go back to Phil from Hercules.
Is that Jason Alexander?
We'll go to Cogsworth from Beauty and the Beast. Can't tell if you're right or wrong. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I don't know the others. I have no clue on the others.
All right, you want to take a stab at any of them?
Nah, I wouldn't even have the slightest idea.
Okay. All right, we will end the round slightly early. And like I said, I believe in you. Not too bad at all. Andy, tell them how we did.
All right, so you got 14 points. Not bad. Set the bar at a good level here. You breezed through the beginning, and then we stumbled you a little bit as we went to the end of the round. So let's read them off. Olaf from Frozen, you got that one correctly. That is Josh Gad. Ellen DeGeneres voices Dory from Finding Nemo. The Genie from Aladdin is the one, the only Robin Williams. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is the young Simba from The Lion King. This one you were... kind of in the ballpark, yeah. But not
right
really.
Right body shape, yeah. And hairline.
Phil from Hercules, Danny DeVito.
Rapunzel
from Tangled, you got that one correct. Mandy Moore, this one was a good pull. Shang from Mulan, that was B.D. Wong. Cogsworth from Beauty and the Beast.
I love Law and Order SVU, so I remember
there
him.
There you go.
Cogsworth from Beauty and the Beast, that is the great David Ogden Stiers. Nanny from Lilo and Stitch was voiced by Tia Carrere. And Eudora from Princess and the Frog was voiced by Oprah Winfrey. So, you know, you did fairly well. You got one of the hard ones and you got one of the mediums. So, nice 14 points.
Yeah, cool. Good start.
Thanks.
All right, next up is Mr. Logan. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I don't know why I called you Mr. Logan. I'm just going to call you Logan from now on. Is that okay? I feel like it's too professional.
Yeah, that's perfect. Andy, I was on the first episode of Body Pressure Luck, by the way.
Oh, you were? Okay, so you were all on that. So,
hey, how'd you do? Did you win?
No, I did not. I got second, though.
Anyone who's on this show that was on Body Pressure Luck did not win, unless your name's Ryan. Don't worry about it.
That's okay, because whoever wins this gets to face Ryan anyway. So
in the semifinal,
yeah, I was gonna say,
yeah. But we'll talk about that day when it gets there. For now, let's enjoy our time together and let's talk about Disney. I'm gonna give you some names. You're gonna tell me the names of the actors. I think you've got it. Is our clock ready, Mr. Cook?
We're all set.
All right, then your first one, Logan, is Mufasa from The Lion King.
James Earl Jones.
Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast.
Angela Lansbury.
Anna from Frozen.
Kristen Bell.
Hades from Hercules.
Pass.
Timon from The Lion King.
Nathan Lane.
Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove.
Patrick Warburton.
Zazu from The Lion King.
He's Mr. Bean. I can't think of his name. Pass.
Jane from Tarzan.
Minnie Driver.
Hugo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
No idea.
Thomas from Pocahontas.
Pass.
All right, let's go back to Hades from Hercules.
Oh, man, I can see him. I just can't think of the damn name. I have no idea.
30 seconds.
All right. Zazu.
What's his name? Oh, shit. Yeah, I can't think of it. I'm done. I don't know the rest of them.
Okay. All right, that's fine. You know what you know. So, all right. Not too bad. We're doing a little bit of quick checking here. You know what? He did get the yellow one right there, Andy.
Okay. Okay, yeah. We'll give it to him.
Yep.
All right, let me just correct that here.
Yeah, because I think, yeah, it's...
We had his character name.
If we let Grooney pronounce certain things on Harry Potter, we could give Logan that one.
Yeah.
All right. So you did very well. Tied Jason with 14 points.
Nice. Yep. Yep.
All right, so we got Mufasa from The Lion King. That was correct. James Earl Jones. Angela Lansbury is the voice of Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast. Anna from Frozen. Kristen Bell. This one, Hades from Hercules. That's James Woods.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I probably had that in your head. Timon from The Lion King, Nathan Lane. Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove. That is David Warburton.
Well, so, it actually is Patrick Warburton, but we had him listed as David Putty / Patrick Warburton, and we left it as David Warburton in our answer sheet. So he's right. We're wrong.
Okay.
Because he's David Putty from Seinfeld.
Yeah, we'll give you the 3 points there. Zazu from The Lion King is Rowan Atkinson. He was Mr. Right. B. Yeah. Jane from Tarzan, Minnie Driver. Hugo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame is Jason Alexander. Okay. And Thomas from Pocahontas, Christian Bale. For a grand total of 14 points, you're tied with Jason Sherman.
Sweet.
Not too bad. Not too bad. We've got one more to go. Neil Trauma, are you ready?
Sorry, it takes me like a half an hour to unmute my microphone because it doesn't work like everyone else's for some reason.
You're totally fine. As long as we can hear you now, we are good. So you get the gist. We've got some answers for you. We've got some questions for you. You give the answers to us. And Andy, check out the first medium here on this one. We just the answer there is incorrect. So we just have to look up the correct answer. If you want to Google that one, Andy.
I know it. I know.
Okay. So okay. All right. While Andy's doing that, we are going to go ahead and play. Is our clock ready, Mike?
It is.
Yeah. While they're all checking this out, I am going to warn everybody that unlike Jason, I think that my reputation for being terrible at PTB and trivia is well-deserved. I have choked every time I've been on any of these trivia shows, so I assume I'm getting booted off this call any minute. But just to be safe, I am all ready to roll with an ice-cold Jenny Cream Ale for this recording tonight because I'm classy, if nothing else.
Perfect. All right. Okay. Well, the clock is ready. You are ready, and so am I. So your clock starts when I say this one. Neil, tell me, who is the voice of Mushu from Mulan?
Eddie Murphy.
How about Sully from Monsters, Inc.?
Let's see. Sully was John Goodman.
Maui from Moana.
The Rock.
Cusco from The Emperor's New Groove?
Ah, that's a cool question. Pass.
Dodger from Oliver and Company.
Billy Joel.
Scar from The Lion King.
Scar from Jeremy Irons.
John Smith from Pocahontas.
Jesus, Passion of the Christ, racist dude, Mel Gibson.
Runt from Chicken Little.
No idea, pass.
Bernard from The Rescuers.
Pass.
Chief Bogo from Zootopia.
Was that Idris Elba?
Let's go back to Cusco, Emperor's New Groove.
Cusco from The Emperor's New Groove. Let's see. The main one I would know from that would have been Patrick Warburton. That was David Spade?
Runt from Chicken Little.
That I don't know.
All right. How about Bernard from The Rescuers? Those are your only two.
No, I'm not going to know that one either.
All right. Well, if you're fine with being done, we can finish the round.
Yeah, let's finish the round.
Hey, you did a great job, though. Andy, tell him how good he did.
All right. You got 24 points. Got that very hard question. So jumped into a nice lead. But let's read them out. Mushu from Mulan, Eddie Murphy. Sully from Monsters, Inc. is John Goodman. Maui from Moana is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Cusco from The Emperor's New Groove is David Spade. Dodger from Oliver and Company, Billy Joel. Made Mr. Skull very proud with that one. Scar from The Lion King is Jeremy Irons. John Smith from Pocahontas is Mel Gibson. Runt from Chicken Little was voiced by Steve Zahn.
Oh, all right.
Bernard from The Rescuers is voiced by Bob Newhart. And got the very hard Chief Bogo from Zootopia, Idris Elba. So very well.
That's just because I'm a fan of The Wire. That's how I got that one.
All right. So at the end of round one, we have Neil Trauma in the lead with 24. Jason Sherman and Logan Crosland tied with 14. Still anybody's game, gentlemen. We're off to a tremendous start. So before we get to the next game, let's talk about what's going on here on the PTBN Pop Experience. On the newest Pop Goes the Classics, we're talking about Disney tonight. We have a Disney pod. It's myself, Steve Riddle, and Miranda Berthold. We continue our deep dive into the animated Disney classics. We looked at 1955's Lady and the Tramp. The most recent Making Mount Rushmore has J.R. Sunil D'Amato and Scott Coscola joining myself as the panelists, and I was the moderator as well. We talked about which stand-up comedians and Saturday Night Live characters are on their respective Mount Rushmores. On the latest piece of the action, Matt Souza was joined by Jambalaya, Jake Williams. They watched Arnold Schwarzenegger's classic Total Recall. The latest Pop Goes the Couch series, we're covering WandaVision. That is myself, Tim Capel, Sean Kidd, and Scott Shiflett. We continue our weekly reviews with the latest episode four. We interrupt this program. It Was a Thing on TV brings their usual triple header with the topics TV trading cards, Mr. Food, Art Ginsburg, and the Super Bowl 23 halftime show. Laughing Theater return with myself joining, was joined by Tim Slomka for a live watch of Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore. The newest show to join the feed, Feeling Good. The debut episode is up there. That is you, Jordan, along with Steve Woolley and Glenn Butler. You gave your mission statement, and it's all about focusing on the positive. So,
yes,
very,
sir.
Very welcome addition to feed. And also, it can be heard on the North-South Connection as well. On this month's Blockbuster Rewind, we did a deep dive into the Shrek movie franchise with myself, Scott Shiflett, and Eric Eels. We were joined by the one, the only, Logan Crosland. Lots of fun, lots of great stuff here on the Peace Mission Pop Experience. All right.
And Andy, can I say that D'Amato picking Andrew Dice Clay as one of his top four comedians of all time is the most on-brand answer I think I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, he stayed true. Johnny is himself no matter where you go. All right, so we're on to round two. Gentlemen, it is called You're Watching Disney Channel. Each question has to do with a Disney Channel program. So we have three easy, three medium, three hard, one very hard. You know the point system. We have Logan Crosland is our first up. Mud Pie, you ready to go?
Sure.
Okay. Mr. Cook, 90 seconds on the clock.
Ready to go.
All right. When I finish the first question, here we go. Who is Perry the Platypus's arch enemy?
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Who is Miley's godmother on Hannah Montana?
Dolly Parton.
What Disney Channel original movie had a school with a wildcat as a mascot?
High School Musical.
Who are Raven's best friends?
Oh, shit. Damn. Eddie's one of them. I can't remember the other one. Chelsea. Eddie and Chelsea.
What show had a big family named the Duncans?
Good luck, Charlie.
What type of animal is JoJo's pet Goliath?
Pass.
Name of Stanley's fish.
Pass.
What movie stars Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato?
Princess Protection Program.
How many years was Phineas and Ferb on?
7.
Who is obsessed with the Jonas Brothers on their show?
Pass.
What type of animal is JoJo's pet Goliath?
I'm going to go with a guinea pig.
What is the name of Stanley's fish?
Nemo. I have no idea.
Who is obsessed with the Jonas Brothers on their show?
Miley Cyrus. I don't have any idea.
All right, you did well. Okay.
All right. Yeah, listen. If you feel ashamed, please don't. There is definitely a time when you look at something and you realize I am completely unaware of everything that is happening right now. And as I read the questions for this particular game, I know that I would lose if I was on this episode. I think I would have gotten one question right in this entire category. Not just yours, Logan's, but all three of the questions. Disney Channel is a very, very, very large blind spot for me. So you did well. So let's talk about what you did. Who is Perry the Platypus's arch enemy? Dr. Doofenshmirtz? Schmitz? Whatever, you got it right.
I have different Schmitz.
Yeah. Who is Miley's godmother in Hannah Montana? Dolly Parton. You got that one right. This is the only one I would have known. Disney Channel original movie had a high school with a wildcat as a mascot. High School Musical. I did know that one. Who are Raven's best friends? You said Eddie and Chelsea. I would have said Stevie Richardson's The Blue Meanie, but you got it right. I would have gotten it wrong.
All right.
What show had a big family named the Duncans? Good luck, Charlie. I think I would have got that one. My kids used to watch that. What type of animal is JoJo's pet Goliath? Goliath is a lion. Stanley's fish is named Dennis. And then you got this one right on the hard ones. Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato did star in Princess Protection Program. You were very close on the next one. Phineas and Ferb was on for 8 years. You said 7.
Oh, man.
And on the Jonas Brothers show, the person obsessed with them is Macy Misa. But you got the exact same score as last round, 14 points again. So you're staying steady. Good job.
Yeah. Nice.
Very well. Yes. I actually went through all these questions with my daughter, who's 18, and watched almost all these shows. And she did okay. She did about 80% of them. But I remember JoJo and Goliath, and we actually met them at the parks. And Dennis was voiced by Charles O'Shaughnessy from The Nanny.
Oh, okay.
On Stanley. That was a fun show. All right. So, Mr. Trauma, you're up, my friend.
Well, when I heard that last round and found out the very first easy answer was Doofenshmoodle the Platypus, I know that I'm getting none of these right unless all the answers are Rescue Rangers. So spit these at me and then let me cry into my beer when we're done with this.
Okay, well, best of luck to you, Neil, then. All right, 90 seconds on the clock. We're good?
Okay, we're ready to go.
Okay, yeah, I'm here, unfortunately.
All right, first question. This show is based on four kids who get a nanny becomes their best friend.
Okay, I'm going to guess because it's four kids. Is it? I'm going to get this name wrong, but it's like Tricky, Nicky, Dickie, and Dawn.
What show is about a girl named Penny and her crazy family?
I don't know. The Fairly Odd Parents. I don't even know if that's
what is so special about Raven?
She's magical.
What show starred Shia LaBeouf and Christy Romano?
Shia LaBeouf and Christy Romano. Even Stevens.
Who works in the smoothie bar in Suite Life on Deck?
Cody.
In Hanny Manny, who says I'm the hammer?
Greg Valentine.
Who are Kim's brothers on Kim Possible?
Pass.
What team won the 2008 Disney Channel Games?
the school from High School Musical, the Wildcats, like I learned last round.
Selena Gomez sings the theme song. She sings the theme song to this show, yet another singer stars in it. Name it.
Pass.
Name the Russo children.
Vince and I don't know. Pass.
Who are Kim's brothers in Kim Possible?
No, still pass.
Selena Gomez sings the theme to the show. Yet is another.
The Wizards of Waverly Place.
All right. okay.
Let's give them the yellow.
All right.
I think too.
You tried, Neil. It's all good.
I think we give them. I did. Yeah. I brought the humor. I brought the guesses. I may have got one right.
You know what you know, right? Mm-hmm. You know what you're going to know. Let's talk about these questions that, Neil, I also would have known none of. This show based on four kids who gets a nanny becomes their best friend. You listed a whole bunch of names, and one you didn't say was Jesse. That's what we were looking for.
Yeah, cool.
Penny and her crazy family is the Proud family. Now, I think we're going to give you this one. We said, what is so special about Raven? You said she's magical. The answer is sees the future, which I think is magic.
It is.
Give him the point.
Sure. That's magic.
Yeah.
I mean, I was either going to say she was magic or she was so.
That's true. That's very. She is so Raven. But hey, you did get this one, and it was a medium. Shia LaBeouf and Christy Romano did star in Even Stevens. And then I think you knew The Suite Life was with Zach and Cody because you said, who works at the smoothie bar? You went for a guess. You had a 50-50 shot. You said Cody. It was Zach. Sorry.
Oh, of course it was. God damn it. I should have just said the kid from Friends.
In Handy Manny, who says, I'm the hammer, you gave the best answer of the night with Greg Valentine. We were looking for Pat. The hammer. Kim's brothers and Kim Possible, cleverly named by Kim's parents, Jim and Tim. So Kim, Jim, and Tim. Suck at parents.
Possibles, yes. Mr. and Mrs. Possible.
In 2008, Disney Channel games were, of course, won by the red team.
Oh, well,
you forget, Neil.
Yeah, how could I forget that?
Yeah.
I bet them, too.
Selena Gomez sings the theme song to the show called Shake It Up. And the Russo children, I also was thinking of Vince, but Justin, Alex, and Max. You did get 4 points.
Half a point there.
You got 4.
I think I deserve an extra point, though, because I'm pretty sure that it also takes Pat the Hammer 15 minutes to get warmed up. So I think I should get something for that.
Well, we'll consult with our judges while we figure that out. But 4 points, I mean, when you thought you were going to get 0, you still got some more points on the board. You got to take that.
I can't believe none of the answers were DuckTales.
Neil DeFletico.
All right. Let it go, let it go. All right, maybe that's the next round. Never mind. I'll mute myself again and go back.
I apologize for no Monterey Jack questions. Sorry. All right, Jason, you ready to go?
Between the first two rounds, I knew 3 of the answers, so this is going to be fun.
All right. Well. Again, good luck to you, Mr. Cook. 90 seconds on the clock.
Let it rip.
All right. What show starred Hilary Duff?
Lizzie McGuire.
Who played Hannah Montana's dad?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
What show is about twins who live with their uncle for the summer?
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
What was the name of the spinoff from Raven's Brother?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Who is the dog with a blog?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who is Corey and Topanga's daughter?
Oh my God, this I need to know. Oh, what's her name? Pass, I'll get back to it.
Who are Phineas's parents?
Yeah, I don't know.
What show is about a spy in Washington, D.C.?
Casey Undercover.
What show takes place in Moose Rump?
Not a clue.
Name the Doodlebops.
Sure, no.
What is the name of the spinoff starring Raven's brother?
30 seconds.
Don't know.
Who is the dog with the blog?
Don't know.
Who is Corey and Topanga's daughter?
Oh, that, my guy. I need to know this one.
Come on, Sherman.
I am completely blanking. Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember at all.
Who are Phineas's parents?
Time.
Is his brother Henry?
Much like we did on Body Pressure Luck and served up a game about wrestler Dets the Grooney and he crapped the bed. I was laughing, Jason, when I saw you got the set of questions with a Girl Meets World question and you blew it.
I got it. Yeah.
You swore you were getting it.
7 points for this round.
Better than I thought. That's better than I thought I'd get.
Right? Yeah. But you did do okay. you got the first two right. Hilary Duff did star in Lizzie McGuire. Hannah Montana's dad was Billy Ray Cyrus. The show about two twins who live with their uncle for the summer is called Gravity Falls. The name of the show that's a spinoff from Raven's brother is Corey in the House. The dog with the blog is Scott Keith, or Stan, we would accept as well. Corey Topanga's daughter is named Riley.
God damn it. Okay.
It's the name. Phineas's parents are Linda and Lawrence. Then you did get this one for 5 points. The spy show set in Washington, D.C. is KC Undercover.
Two
that you missed after that was Bunked takes place in Moose Rump, and the Doodlebops are Dodo, Rooney, and Mo. But what that means for this tough round, Andy, is we've got a heck of a game.
Yes.
We've got a tie. Logan and Neil both have 28, and Jason Sherman is at 21. That's just one very hard question away from tying the game. So,
It was actually Dee Dee, Rooney, and Mo. I know this because I went to see the Doodlebops live in concert at the theater at Madison Square Garden with my then, I want to say, 3 or 4 year old daughter. So it was quite the show. It was
Iron Maiden opened for them, I think.
No, it was Kiss. You know,
you're aging yourself, Andy.
The whole face painted motif was going on. All right, so Jordan, before we get to the next round, you want to tell us what's going on over at the PlayStation Nation Wrestling Network?
I do. First of all, go to your podcast app, whatever you listen to. I use the podcast app on my iPhone, but you may use something else, Apple Music, something else. And make sure you subscribe to these feeds that we're telling you about. We've got the PlayStation Nation Wrestling feed, the PlayStation Nation Pop feed, the North-South Connection. We're going to talk about the Jenny position in just a couple minutes. But subscribe to all these feeds. Give us a like, give us a review. That really helps when people are searching for it. Here's something else you can do before I tell you about the shows. You can go to the PTB Wrestling Network store and show off your favorite podcast logo on merchandise like t-shirts, hoodies, and more. You go to the website tpublic.com, teepublic.com, and type PTBW in the search, and that'll bring up some stuff that you can buy. But here's what you can listen to while you're waiting for your stuff to arrive. Just dropping this week, Rory McNamara is back to root around the attic for the very best and worst of the home video classic section that WWE Network has to offer. Chris Lacey joins him, and they discuss the Ultimate Warrior on this week's episode. Marty is joined by Justin for Pro Wrestling Love number 10, and they are finishing their countdown of the 100 greatest NWA WCW matches with their top 10. That was a long stretch project that we did last year. The site revealed the collective votes, but people are revealing their individual ballots. So Marty and Justin got together. Tune in to find out if it's Marty Scurll or Marty Jannetty. It's somebody, though. The newest episode of PTB Evolution has Andy Atherton, who you recognize from this show, and Tim Cable, and they're going to sit down and discuss the career of Diamond Dallas Page, one of my favorites. I think one of the most underrated WCW guys. On this week's NWA Saturday special, Scott and the Doctor discuss the WWE Network Peacock deal. Then they continue with their greatest WCW belt countdown. They are number 70 through 61, so they're in the 60s on their countdown. We've got a couple other shows you can listen to. The NWA Crock and Roll team continue their build to Starrcade with part two. Their look at Crockett Television from October 1985. Getting up to Starrcade 85. And last but not least, the newest episode of The Main Event also discusses the network/Peacock deal, where Nate, Steve, and Scott discuss all the different angles that involves. Then they talk about a preview of the Royal Rumble, which just happened a couple days ago. I doubt any of them predicted Edge would win, but tune in and find out. And then they start their new in-show project you're going to have to take a listen to find out what it is. Please rate, review, and subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Search Place to Be, T-O, not the number two, Place to Be Wrestling Network, and subscribe for all your great wrestling podcast needs.
Okay, like Jordan says, we have a hell of a game going here. Mm-hmm. Very close, anybody's game. Jordan, though, what is round three of our game tonight?
Yeah, so round two was Disney Channel, which might be some blind spots. Round three, we're going to focus a little bit more specifically, and this game is called Made in Emeryville, which might clue you in to talking about all things Pixar. We've got some Pixar trivia. Every question I'm going to ask you now is about a Pixar Disney movie. Pretty simple standard stuff. I'm just going to ask you some basic trivia about Pixar movies. You tell me the answers as best you can. Same scoring format, same time limits. Everything else is the same. Just all your answers are going to be about Pixar movies now. We are going to have Neil go first. Neil, are you going to do better at Pixar than you did at Disney Channel, do you think?
Oh, God, I hope so. And I legitimately have to ask this. I've been waiting 20 minutes to ask this question because I legitimately don't know if you were joking or not. Is the dog with the blog actually named Scott Keith, or were you joking?
No, I made it up. Okay.
It's like, it's not out of the realm of possibility,
right?
But okay.
All right. When I think blog, because I've gone on the blog of doom for so many years, I hear the word blog, I think of Scott Keith.
Okay. I got you. I'm there with you. I just wasn't sure. I had to clarify.
Okay. No, yeah, no problem. All right. Mike, we got 90 seconds on the clock for Mr. Trauma.
We do. We're ready.
All right, then you start that clock when I finish the first question. Again, three easy, three medium, three hard, very hard. Here's your first easy question. What truck is seen in almost every Pixar movie?
The Pizza Planet delivery truck.
What was the first Pixar movie?
Toy Story.
What is the most toxic or deadly thing in Monsters, Inc.?
Human children.
How old is Crush?
Oh, God, it passed.
What is the scouting group that Russell belongs to in Up?
The Wilderness Explorers?
Who is the girl that joy, fear, anger, sadness, and disgust help guide?
Pass, I'll think of it later.
Who is Jesse's original owner?
Some girl, Sarah McLachlan. Pass.
Who is Miguel's idol in Coco?
Pass.
Who is Remy's culinary hero?
Oh, man, I was going good here for a while, and then you guys are killing me. Pass that. Do I have any left?
Yes, you do. What are the names of Merida's brothers in Brave?
Son of a bitch. Pass.
All right, let's go back to how old is Crush?
30 seconds.
192.
All right. What is the girl from the movie Inside Out? What's the name of the girl?
This is going to kill me. I'm going to kick myself when I'm dumb. I'm not going to know any of these other ones. Right. I'm not going to get them.
Jesse's owner, Miguel's idol, any of those?
No, no.
Okay. All right.
I've actually never seen – I haven't seen Coco yet, and I've never seen Brave, so you kind of killed me with two that I didn't know. And
I have seen Brave.
Ones,
I have seen
all
Brave
the other ones I'm going to know, I'm going to kick myself, but under the gun, I couldn't get it.
Gotcha. I have seen Brave, but that was the very hard one. Those are hard ones, even if you've seen the movie. So, Andy, tell him how he did.
Yeah, I've seen Brave a few times. I would not have gotten that one as well, and I wrote the question. Here we go. Let's go through it. What truck is seen in almost every Pixar movie? Pizza Planet truck, that is correct. What was the first Pixar movie? Toy Story. Was the most toxic or deadly thing in Monsters, Inc.? Human child. How old is Crush? He's 150, dude.
Dude.
Yeah. What is the scouting group that Russell belongs to in Up? The Wilderness Explorers. That was right. Who is the girl that joy, fear, anger, sadness, and disgust help guide in Inside Out? Apparently, nobody knows the answer to any question where the answer is Riley on this show today.
Hey, it's my daughter. It's my daughter's name, so I, went with a little theme.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and Jason and Neil disappointed you. So, who is Jesse's original owner? Emily. Who is Miguel's idol in Coco? Is Ernesto de la Cruz. Who is Remy's culinary hero? That is Chef Auguste Gusteau.
I should
have
known that.
What are the names of Merida's brothers in Brave? That is Prince Hubert, Prince Hamish, and Prince Harris. For a grand total of 6 points for the round, Neil.
Okay.
Now you break the tie, so you're in the lead as of now. Which brings us to, let's see, we've got, we get those scores in. Yes, we did. Okay. Jason Sherman, are you ready to play some Pixar trivia?
Yes, sir.
Right, hopefully Sherman's going to get a lot of good dinosaur questions, because then
Now, Jason, you're a little behind right now, so you get some catching up to do, but you're not so far out of it that it's not a lost cause at all, especially if you can just really crush around. You could actually come out of this one in the lead. Let's see how you do here, though. Is our clock ready, Mr. Cook?
All set.
All right. And Jason, your first question is this. Who is Andy's neighbor in the Toy Story movies?
Sid.
Who said fish are friends, not food?
I don't know.
Who is Riley's imaginary friend in Inside Out?
Beep Boop.
What is the name of the giant harvester that protects the tractors in Cars?
I've never seen Cars. Oh, is that Tomater?
What fraternity do Mike and Sully join in Monsters University?
Oh, I should know this, but I can't remember.
All right, you want to pass?
Yeah, for now.
All right. What was the first Pixar short?
I don't know.
Who composed the music of Toy Story?
I feel like it's Andy something, but I can't remember the name.
Okay, pass that. What classic movie is Wall-E a fan of?
Oh, is it My Fair Lady?
What is the room number from Pixar Animators that shows up in every movie?
I don't know.
Where does Mike take his girlfriend Celia for her birthday?
It's a sushi place. Cyclops Sushi? Cyclops Sushi?
We'll go back to the ones you passed. Who said fish are friends, not food?
I don't know.
What fraternity do Mike and Sully join?
Yeah, I'm not going to remember the name of that.
Okay. First Pixar. Okay.
Well,
this one's tough.
Can yeah. I guess the room number?
Go ahead.
Is it A117?
No, close. You were close. A113.
By the way, Sherman, how have you not seen Cars?
I have zero interest in Cars.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I've seen that movie more times than I would care to share with my son, who was born in. My son was born a year after that came out, so a lot.
I don't know how that got two sequels.
Right,
it made money. That's all merchandising. Yep. All right,
lots of toys.
All right, so let's go through the answers. Unfortunately, Jason, you only got 1 point. The first answer: who is Andy's neighbor in the Toy Story movies? That is Sid. Who said fish are friends, not food? That was Bruce the Shark. Who is Riley's imaginary friend in Inside Out? You said Bebop, Beboop. It was actually Bing Bong.
Bing Bong. I was on the right track.
What is the name of the giant harvester that protects the tractors and cars? That is actually Frank. It was probably the funniest scene in the entire movie. What fraternity do Mike and Sully join in Monsters, Inc.? Oozma Kappa. What was the first Pixar short? That is The Adventures of Andre and Wally B. Who composed the music of Toy Story? I know it's on the tip of your tongue. Randy Newman.
Okay.
Yeah. Not his brother, Andy Newman. No. What classic movie is Wall-E a fan of? You were in the right era. You said, My Fair Lady, but it was actually Hello, Dolly. Okay. What is the room number from Pixar Animators that shows up in every movie? That is A113. And where does Mike take his girlfriend Celia for her birthday? They don't go to Cyclops Sushi. They actually go to Harryhausen's. Okay. So for a total of 1 point.
I did better with Disney Channel.
Okay. Jordan, back to you.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I think you just get the wrong batch of questions. I think that was a tough one. But let's see how Logan does on his. Logan, are you ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get 90 seconds on the clock. Mike, we are good to go there, correct?
All set and good luck.
All right. First question. What does Dory suffer from?
Short-term memory loss.
What's the name of the giant bird in Up?
Pass.
What company sponsors Lightning McQueen?
Pass. Rusty's. Sorry.
All right. What character tells Buzz that he is his father?
Zurg.
Who is the fashion designer in The Incredibles?
Edna Mode.
What kind of insect is Flick?
An ant.
What is Nemo's mother's name?
Coral.
What movie had the first animated openly gay character?
Upward. Or Onward. Onward. Damn it. All right. Okay,
what is the name of the daycare that Andy's toy ends up at in Toy Story 3?
Sunnyside.
What is the name of Pixar's lamp mascot?
The Luxo lamp.
You skipped or passed. What is the name of the giant bird in Up?
I have no idea. I really don't.
All right, he gave answers for all the other ones, so I guess we can end the round there.
All right. Ruling on the final one?
I'm going to say no because there's two.
Okay.
And the mascot is the littler one.
Okay. Fair enough.
And then the other one, we'll get to it when you get there, Andy.
All right. So let's read through them. What does Dory suffer from? That is short-term memory loss. The name of the giant burn up is Kevin, even though it's a girl. The company that sponsors Lightning McQueen is Rusty's. Zurg tells Buzz that he is his father. Edna Mode is the fashion designer from The Incredibles. Flick is an aunt. Coral is Nemo's mother's name. The movie that had the first animated openly gay character, it was Onward.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take the first answer given, and he said Upward.
Yeah, I understand if y'all don't give me that one.
Yeah, we'll have to rule against that one.
Yeah.
that's
fine. It's okay. What is the name of the daycare that Andy's toys end up in Toy Story 3? That is Sunnyside. What is the name of Pixar's lamp mascot? It is actually Luxo Jr. So we cannot give that to you.
Close to a perfect round, though.
Yeah, no, it was very good. 21 points. Yep. So that will put you in the lead.
Yep.
All right, so going into the final round, we have Logan Crosland at 49 points, Neil Trauma at 34, and Jason Sherman at 22, which means Jason will go first, Neil will go second, and Logan will go last. But before we go to the final round, we need to check out some other great podcast feeds that are here, part of our big family, our associate feeds. First off, check out Jennifer Smith, The Jenny Position. That's the home of Geek and Sassy, Talk and Pop, Freak Out Drive, and Brother Sister Rewatch, The Journey Through Infinity, and much, much more. Lots of great stuff. Jenny is always coming up with new and fun shows, so check it out. Also, check out the North-South Connection, as brought to you by JT Rosero, Chad Campbell, and Aaron George, official home for Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, The Extreme, Three-Way Dance, The Gang Gets an Always Sunny Podcast, Ruthlessly Aggressive, TNA Never Dries, Shrink Wrap, Jordan's Show, Rank and File, and Logan's Show, From Squared Circle to Silver Scream. Also, the name escapes me at the moment, but our good friend Glenn Butler, Glennie Bunn, has his very own podcast feed now. Glenn is still one of our closest friends, and we wish him the best of luck bringing spectacular content to you. So search it out. Glennie, I apologize not knowing the name off the top of my head right now, but I will be listening once you have all your fun shows up there. Also, join the Rejuvenated Place to Be discussion group on Facebook. Go to Facebook, look up The Place to Be, and request an invite. Discussions, fun with wrestling, movies, tournaments, all forms of pop culture. Don't forget, check out PlayStation.com each and every day. We have new voices, fresh takes, bringing articles and topics of world of wrestling, sports, pop culture, including Trent's SmackDown Fox Report, This Week in WWE by John Crow, Paulie's Perspective, Ben's Unpopular Opinion, Matt's Disney Live Action Journey, and much, much more. Also, don't forget to join us, if you're interested, the WWE Pick'em Challenge. Our good friend Mike Cook right here and Roger Morissette run it. It is a monthly WWE Pick'em. Basically, you just have to pick the winners to all the matches on the pay-per-views for each month, whether there's a main roster one and an NXT or just a main roster one. It is done monthly. All you got to do is contact Mike or the Cowboy, Roger Morissette, to get in on the action. And if you're doing your online shopping on Amazon, be sure to click on the banner on the right side of the PlayStation homepage or use PlayStation.com/Amazon. It takes you right to Amazon and helps out PTBN with no cost to you. Mm-hmm. So, to recap, we have the Mud Pie, Logan Crosley in the lead with 49, Neil Trauma with 34, Jason Sherman with 22, which means Jason will go first. And you're still in it, Jason, actually. Yep. I believe we calculated you can get a max of 34 points in a round. So you're still in the game. Got to run the tables, but you're still in the game. And this is...
Let me just chime in. Neil here. Let me just chime in real quick to say that if you are enjoying this podcast and you're thinking to yourself, I want to also participate in a game where Neil Trauma performs in a mediocre fashion, you should join that Pick'em.
All right. So, this is lightning round. This is everything is in play in Disney. So, you don't know what you're going to hear. All right. Here we go. Jason, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Mike, are you ready with the clock?
All set.
Here we go. What is the name of the world in Star Wars Land in Hollywood Studios?
Galaxy's Edge.
We're actually looking for the name of the town.
I don't know.
All right. What is the cutest little town in Carpenter County?
Is this a Cars question?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Who are the
Hold on. Is it Radiator Springs?
Okay. Well, who are the famous siblings behind most of classic Disney music?
I don't know.
Who are the first four Disney princesses?
Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty... Ariel?
What does Elizabeth Swan tell the pirates her last name is?
Oh, I don't remember that.
What are the three good fairies in Sleeping Beauty?
Flora, Meriwether, and Fiona?
What is the name of the experimental 3D sprite in Muppet Vision 4D?
Repeat that.
What is the name of the experimental 3D sprite in Muppet Vision 4D?
I don't know.
How many muses are there in Hercules?
Three.
What is the name of Cruella's henchman?
I can't remember.
How many stones were used to make Cinderella's castle in the Magic Kingdom? Give us within 100.
Wow. $200,000. I have no idea.
Time. What is it? It's time. All right. So we kind of slipped you up a little with the first one. All right. So yeah, I had an okay showing. I can't believe you didn't get the third easy question. And Jordan will tell you why.
Yeah. So I think we kind of threw him off right off the gate there. Now, Jason, I got to say, every once in a while with these episodes, somebody just kind of gets like the bad luck of getting what I feel are the tougher batches. Uh-huh. I think you got some tough ones tonight, man. So what's the name of the world in Star Wars Land and Hollywood Studios? It's Batu, I believe I'm saying.
You know what's funny? You know, that is it. And I'm actually wearing a hoodie from Batu right now. it probably even says Batu on it.
Well, you know what? Maybe you can go get a hoodie from Radiator Springs, because you didn't know that was the cutest little town in Carburetor County. This one, the famous siblings behind most of the classic Disney music, they are named the Sherman Brothers.
Oh, man. yeah,
I didn't know that either, but you did get the next one right. The four first Disney princesses were Snow White, Cinderella, you said Sleeping Beauty, but that is Princess Aurora, and Ariel. Elizabeth Swann tells the pirates her last name is Turner, which I believe is Bootstrap Will Turner. I have this marked in yellow because I didn't hear his answers quite. So I'm not sure if you got these right, Andy. The three good fairies in Sleeping Beauty. I have Fauna, Merryweather, and Fiora. He kind of cut
Flora,
out
Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather. No, he said he didn't say Fauna for the last one. So
okay, he just cut out on my end, so I didn't hear what he said. The experimental sprite in Muppet Vision 4D is Waldo. I believe that's at Hollywood Studios. Correct?
Yeah. No, I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either. There are five muses.
Stupid thing that annoys me.
Yeah, five muses in the movie Hercules. Cruella's henchmen, these are tough. Jasper and Horace. And this one just feels a little mean because this seems like a trick question. How many stones were used to make Cinderella's castle in the Magic Kingdom? Zero stones.
Zero.
So slightly off with 200.
I was a little off.
Yeah. Just a bit high.
Just a bit outside.
So a total of 4 for the round, which gives you a grand total of 26 for the game. So
can we just do voice actors next time?
well, Jason, we are allowing people to come back for future episodes. So if there's something else that you think you're good in, but not really, go ahead and give it a shot. Okay. So Neil Trauma, you are still in this game as well. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready. I think the castle is made of fiberglass. Do I get bonus points for that?
No.
Fine. Sure.
All right. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, let's roll.
All right. Mike, 90 seconds on the clock.
You're good.
All right. So here we go. Who was the first cartoon character to get a Hollywood Walk of Fame star?
Mickey Mouse.
Who sings Kiss the Girl?
Sebastian.
What are the three mountains in the Magic Kingdom?
Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Big Thunder Mountain.
What is the name of the restaurant where Lady and the Tramp share spaghetti?
Tony's.
Who is Geppetto's pet cat?
Figaro.
What Grammy winner composed the songs on the Tarzan soundtrack?
Phil Collins.
What is the name of Disney's private island that the cruise ships go to?
Castaway Key.
What are the names of the Fox and the Hound?
Pass.
What was Mickey Mouse's first words ever spoken?
Pass.
Name three people who have narrated Spaceship Earth.
Jeremy Irons, Walter Cronkite, and Dame Judi Dench.
What are the names of the Fox and the Hound?
Roger and Todd.
What was the name? What was Mickey Mouse's first words ever spoken?
All aboard.
Okay. So.
Good showing.
Good showing. You actually take the lead for the moment. You got all but two correct, and you got that very hard. All right, so let's go through it. Jordan, sorry.
Yeah, so you were really crushing it for a while here. The first cartoon character in Hollywood Walk of Fame star is Mickey Mouse, of course. Sebastian did sing Kiss the Girl in The Little Mermaid. The Three Mountains in the Magic Kingdom, Space Splash, and Big Thunder Mountain. So you got all the easy ones. You also got all the medium ones correct. The restaurant that Lady and the Tramp share their spaghetti is Tony's. Geppetto's pet cat is Figaro. And Phil Collins is the composer of the songs on the Tarzan soundtrack. Then we got to the hard ones. This is where you stumbled just a little bit. But you got this first one. The private island of the cruise ships go is Castaway Key. The Fox and the Hound name is Todd and Copper. Yeah, so that one's tough.
I kept thinking Rod and Todd from The Simpsons.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, you would have got half right there. Mickey Mouse's first words ever spoken is something he says, actually, at the end of every episode of the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. They do the hot dog dance.
Oh, guys, yeah. I have a one-year-old. Do you know how many times in my life I've done the hot dog dance?
You did get the seven-pointer, which is could be very important. Yeah.
Let's also note that you clowns couldn't give me the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse as my Disney Channel. It's my Disney Channel question. Toodles, come on, I know them all. Minnie's Bow Shop. Jeez.
Minnie's Boutique.
Yeah, Minnie's Boutique. Yes. Whatever.
But yeah, whatever, last one you did get right. Cronkite, Irons, and Judy Dench, and also Vic Perrin was the other one who voiced Spaceship Earth. 24 points, which puts you in the lead for now. Logan's got a little bit of catching up to do. Could be interesting. We might have a tiebreaker. And if we do, we've got a fun little game if we have to go that route.
All right, Logan, you need 9 to tie, 10 to win. Okay?
All right.
All right, you ready, sir?
Yep.
All right, Mike, are you ready?
We are.
Here we go. Who is Experiment 626?
Stitch.
Where would you hear the song Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow?
Pass.
Mowgli was raised by what animals?
Wolves.
World Showcase has how many countries?
11.
What is the name of Princess Jasmine's tiger?
Raja.
The Haunted Mansion is home to how many happy haunts?
999.
What was the name that Ursula took when she took human form?
Vanessa?
What was the first Mickey Mouse short?
Pass.
What was the first animated film to earn a Best Picture nomination?
Beauty and the Beast.
What is the name of Simba and Nala's daughter?
Kiara.
Where would you hear the song Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow?
Magic Kingdom. I have no idea.
Okay. What was the first Mickey Mouse short?
I have no idea. Steamboat Willie.
Okay. All right. Well, you did very well, Logan. We'll give the score. We'll give the score at the end after Jordan reads the answers.
Yeah. Stitch is Experiment 626. You gave us Magic Kingdom. Where would you hear the song Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow? It's a little too vague. The Carousel of Progress is where you hear that.
That was just a complete guess. Yeah.
And is that even in Magic Kingdom? I can't remember. I've not been there
in
years.
It is, actually.
Mowgli was indeed raised by wolves. So you got 2 out of 3 easy ones. World Showcase has 11 countries. You got that one right. Princess Jasmine's tiger's name is Raja. The Haunted Mansion does have 999 haunts. You really crushed this. The name that Ursula took when she became a human was Vanessa. First Mickey Mouse short, Steamboat Willie, is kind of what I thought. It's actually called Plane Crazy, P-L-A-N-E, as in an airplane. The first animated film to earn a Best Picture nomination was indeed Beauty and the Beast. And you even got the very hard one right. Simba and Nala's daughter is named Kiara for a grand total of 28 points in the final round. So, Andy, I don't think there's any mystery now. Why don't you tell us how everyone fared? Okay.
So, in third place is Jason Sherman with 26 points. Second place, Neil Trauma with 58. And the winner of our Disney episode of PTVN Trivia Night, the Mud Pie, Logan Croslin, with 77 points. Very well done, Logan.
Yep. Good job.
I never thought my Disney Channel trivia would bring me to the
Put you over the edge.
Serve you well.
And my knowledge of Lion King 2, where I
You just never know. And that is what you have to look forward to. You don't know what trivia questions you're going to get when you end up in our first semifinal matchup. joining Ryan Everett and James Bloomberg. But we have six more spots to fill in the semifinals. Who will fill them out? And apparently somebody is banging at the door to get in and say, I want to be on the next episode.
It's Pat the Hammer, I think.
Yes, it's Pat the Hammer. Yes. So the next episode will be Friends themed. So we will see what three contestants show up for that one and, you know, who decides to pivot and lift and slide and what other fun
questions. How you doing?
How you doing? All right. So, Jason and Neil, thank you very much for being on the show. You guys did great jobs. Logan, once again, congratulations. Jordan and Mike, any final words?
I'll yield to Mike, and then I will share one final thought.
No, I'm good. I mean, I think it was a great game, and and Logan, good luck to you in the semifinals.
Yeah, congratulations! You get to play Ryan.
I'm crushed by Ryan, so it should be fun.
The only thing I was going to add, Andy, in your great read at the end, you mentioned Glenn Butler's podcast feed, and the name escaped you, so I looked it up. Him and his brother, it's called the Non-Toxic Fanboys Podcast.
There you go.
So if you're looking for Glenn stuff, that's what you need to find.
And who shouldn't be looking for Glenn stuff? Glenn always brings the goods. All right, so once again, thank you to Logan Crosland, Jason Sherman, and Neil Trauma. Is MVP coming out now? What's going on? for Mike Cook and Jordan Duncan, I am Andy Atherton. Thank you for joining us here on PTBN Trivia Night, and we'll see you on the next episode.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream